commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to We the People Radio with Bill Cundiff, Aaron Ryan, and Bob Martin. Hey there, Bob. How's it going?
Hey there, Bill. Outstanding.
Outstanding.
How are you?
Well, you know, I'm just I'm peachy keen. Aaron's busy on the phone contacting our guest. Got a good show lined up for you today. And if you want to join the chat today, phone number is 530-605-4567. Or join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. And who's our guest today?
Well, we have Ron Eccles scheduled. He's proving a little elusive at the moment, but...
I heard you trying to get a hold of him over there.
I think Aaron has an update for us.
Not really.
Or not.
My update is I have no update.
I love it when I hear you leaving messages.
No, it wasn't a message. I got a human. Just the wrong human.
Oh, no.
I just got the wrong human.
Didn't want to be on the air, huh?
Well, I got Laura, who is his helper or scheduler or whatever she does. So, anyway, yeah, I got Laura. She's nice. She's available.
Does Laura know anything?
And the fun never ends. You know, it's funny. I always ask people for a backup phone number. You know, she's like, "Oh, he'll call in." I go, "Yeah, you know, that's nice, but I'd like a phone number." Mm-hmm. So I got that.
Stuff happens.
I did. I got that, but that phone number goes to voicemail. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was a handy number.
Yeah, it's a handy number. So, I can tell you. Well, let's see. I've got some fun stuff. Hold on here. I'm writing a phone number, trying to talk at the same time. I turned into you.
Oh no!
I can't write the phone number and talk at the same time.
I can juggle.
Hey, well, just to update people on our veterans thing, just on our friends Kristen, well, specifically Kristen, back there in Philadelphia. It's been she's been having a wonderful time as a whistleblower. And for those of you who haven't tuned in on any of those, let's see, when did we do those shows? They were April, May, I think, because I met her. Let's see, I met her end of April, so her programs were in May. And she's at the Philly VA back there. We'll call it the embattled Philly VA just for...
Yeah, they're going through some stuff back there, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got some ridiculousness. If you just searched Philly VA scandal, you'd probably get some pretty creative things. They're the ones that had... one of the managers was inviting her subordinate employees to the assistant director's house.
Oh, for a seance or something.
Yeah, his wife thinks she's a psychic medium.
Yeah.
So they had to go in the kitchen and give her $35 so she could give them.
Yeah, that's a great deal there. Come to my house as a guest, and it'll cost you $35 to get, and we're going to keep the money, and you better show up or else your duties next week are going to be altered.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you look up Philly VA psychic, you'll get it. Psychic medium party cited in removal of VA managers. Well, they haven't removed them yet. But the latest deal is the HR director has been tweeting about Kristen being a piece of crap, you know, but yeah. She used the other word. And
well, being a psychic, though, it's a good thing because they'll see it coming.
Well, no, they should have called the psychic because the psychic wasn't involved in this one, and that's my phone.
Oh, it's Harry Potter.
Sorry, I'll be hanging up on whoever that is.
Yeah.
So anyway, the latest is they're tweeting about Kristen, and the gal tweeting is Laura, something starts with a G, and her Twitter name is at Lena_G148, and she said, no, it's not me. It isn't me.
It's someone else. Someone hijacked her account.
Except her house number is 148, so they're thinking it's probably her.
Wow.
They're not very smart. So we have Rod with us?
We do.
We kind of do. Do we? For real?
Nice.
All right, so let's shift gears. Let me shift gears.
No psychic required.
No. We don't need a psychic for this one. Well, good afternoon, Rod. How's it going?
Good afternoon. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we like your tagline, the coolest, most politically incorrect conservative black man on the planet.
Oh, I like him already.
It's not even in the country. It's on the planet.
Yes.
So that's a lot of pressure. I'm sure.
I don't like to think it's pressure. I think I try to put a little bit of funniness in with the truth, and it makes people at least pay attention.
We like funniness with our truth. Absolutely. Big fans.
So I've had people tell me that in the past that, you know, well, geez, you just don't back down, do you? You just tell it like it is, and that's the way I was raised, and yes, I do. So that's how we came up with that moniker.
Well, I think that's awesome. Well, your dad's a 21-year Air Force veteran, so I would imagine you had a fairly squared-away household.
Yeah, we were. My sister and I were, I like to think that we were raised with good old-fashioned values, and neither one of us regret the type of life that we had as kids. It was a lot of fun, actually, but we got to see a lot of things that most people just don't get to see or experience, and it was just a different way of life, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, it looks like you've traveled extensively with your family.
Yeah, we did, and I've experienced good things and bad things outside of this country. For instance, being in grade school, elementary school, and having to board a bus because we lived off a base in Athens, Greece, for instance, where we boarded buses that took us to school. But those, at that particular point in time, because of what was going on in the world and what was going on in Greece and in Turkey, we got on board buses that had fully loaded police officers, military police.
Oh.
And the flak jackets, everything. So, and as a kid, we did not only the fire drills, but we did bomb drills as well as nuclear bomb drills. And nobody out there in the civilian world understands what a bomb or nuclear bomb drill is. They look at me like I have two heads. Well, yeah, we had to do all that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't know. When I was in grade school, of course, I'm probably giving up my age a little bit, but we did duck and cover.
Yeah, duck and cover.
Duck and cover, because that was going to save us from a nuclear bomb.
Okay,
as long as you got your head covered and you're under your school desk, you'll be okay.
Yeah, we're in our 50s, yeah. So yeah, duck and cover. Yeah, they thought the school desk was going to save us. Well, wow, that's a loud drink you brought today. So you broadcast out of New Hampshire. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm in Concord, New Hampshire.
I love New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's where I broadcast out of. It's where the whole show originates from. It's the capital of the state, and it's kind of in the middle of the state. And it's a good place to be. I really love the state to death, and I don't plan on leaving it anytime soon.
Nice. Well, we should tell folks how to get a hold of you. We have all that on the webpage, wethepeopleradio.us. So if you're driving or doing something you can't write, go on there and you can see all Rod's info. But it's Rod Eccles, ECCLES.net, which is easy.
Yes.
Very simple. And let's see. Tell us about your show. You are live, I have here, on Vigilant Liberty Radio, Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. from 7 to 9 Eastern Time.
That's correct.
Nice.
And I try to cover a wide range of topics. Anything that's basically in politics, pop culture, current events realm, I'll usually try to cover. and give my take on it, as well as deliver the news about that particular subject, and really go into it and tell people what it really means from a logical perspective.
Yeah, instead of that mountaintop experience we get on the mainstream media. Just the little tips right there, and then we just move along and obsess on
nothing to see here.
Caitlyn Jenner or something else of grave importance. Good Lord. So, all right. So, give us, Bob. Should we take a break or what are we thinking here? I'm looking at the clock.
Yeah, before we get too far.
I was going to lure Rod into something where I was going to have to cut him off, which is not nice. Rod, we'll be right back with you. We're going to take a really swift break here and thank our advertisers. Give you a second to gather your wits here, since we interrupted your day. Let's see.
All right, I'll be here.
Thank you.
So for all of our listeners out there, WeThePeopleRadio.us, it's got the archives, it has all of our programming and easy ways to get a hold of us if you have ideas for shows or sponsorship. We'd appreciate it. Be right back.
You're listening to We the People Radio on Community Talk Radio for the North State. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hi, this is Jeff Williams, commercial loan officer at Plumas Bank here in Redding. Plumas Bank is proud to sponsor the Colt 45s this season. Plumas Bank has been serving the financial needs of Northeastern California for 34 years. Our top priority is helping local businesses succeed. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall and just down the street from the ball field. Call us today at 246-2364. Experience the Plumas Bank difference. More convenience, more value, more opportunity.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR 1460 AM.
Time is really wasted. There's no guarantee.
Kind of a good theme song for you, Rod. A little Fight the Powers That Be. Hey, I was reading on your website, rodeckles.net. I was reading, you do quite a bit of writing.
Yeah, I do. I write a weekly column or post that appears in a number of different online publications.
Yeah, your latest was The Liberals' Early Light. I didn't ask you if you'd chat about it, but since you just wrote it, you could probably chat about it.
well, there was actually, I think there was there were two articles that were posted this week.
Yes.
But that one, you know, what I try to do in all my writings is basically just pick a particular topic that might be a little out in the public arena at that particular point in time, and really try to delve into it and let people know what the other side is, the real conservative constitutional view of that particular issue is, or what it should be. And I try to be also a little bit most motivational, because I know a lot of times that you know, Republicans get a little bit discouraged by what happens in the electorate. So it tries to be a little bit motivational at the same time, give them a little bit of an uplifting piece to read, because I'm all about positivity, if that's a word. I like being more positive, and I don't like the negativity. I don't like when Republicans bash other Republicans. Unless it's rightfully so, but usually it's just so they could try to boost themselves instead of being more positive. And because, you know, we're supposed to be a party, an alternative party to the status quo, which is the Democrats. We're supposed to be more uplifting, more positive, because we're supposed to be about the Constitution and the people of this country. And let's face it, this Constitution and the people of this country are very uplifting.
Yeah. And people do, you know, let's face it, all day long, you don't spend 95% of your time with people who are in the life sucks and then you die mode. You know, most people flee from those people.
Yeah, but that seems to be where a lot of the talk shows have gone lately.
Yes. Just, and the
you
news
turn it on
like,
and you just get beat over the head for 2 or 3 hours and walk away feeling like, you know what?
Well, we watched the local nightly news just because we needed to know something, and we stayed on past the first story, and it was like, oh boy, if people are watching this every night, good luck. It's bad. So
it's terrible.
I think that the left typically is angry and loud, and I mean that's kind of their moniker, is angry and loud. And it's interesting, a segment of the right is trying that out at this point. Are you noticing that where you live too?
Yeah, they're trying to be a little bit, you know, you're absolutely right about the left. It seems like the more victories they get, the angrier they get.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that means that maybe people shouldn't get what they want, because then they'll just be totally ticked off about that they're getting what they want. They don't really want it or something. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but it looks like that there are some that are trying that on the right. Well, maybe we should be able to, If we get this type of thing passed and the Supreme Court, you know, says it's okay, then maybe we should be angry too about that, because we'll want more. I'm not exactly sure if that's the way to go, because that's what the left is doing, and they never seem to be happy about anything. Even when they have a victory, they seem to get more and more angry and more militant. I don't think it works.
Yeah, I don't think it does either. And the folks on the right, I mean, I think that the reason that we, you know, regularly lose, or, you know, historically, there are times when we really kind of fall into the shadows, and I think it's because we feel the battle's won. It's time to, you know, go have a cookout or hang out with our family or work on our job, or, you know, we don't drill it every day like the left does. The left never gives up and never goes away, never takes a break.
No, it doesn't matter how far they're defeated. They don't give up. And we tend on the right, we tend to, when we get a victory, and it's a substantial one, we tend to go back to what we're supposed to be doing, which is working, raising our families, running this country, making this a great nation for our children and our grandchildren. And sometimes when we put our head down to actually go to work and do that we don't notice what the left is coming back and what they're doing, so by the time that we lift our head up again, we're like, well, I thought we defeated this before. This is an ongoing process, and the only way that we can continue to win is to continue to defeat the left in the arena of ideas. They don't have any ideas, by the way. They have the same old ideas that have been proven to have that don't work. So all we have to constantly do is just make people aware that, look, these ideas have been tried before. They've obviously failed time and time again, over and over again, throughout the history of mankind. We don't need to try that again, because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
The ideas of the right, these ideas have worked for nearly 250 years in this country. So why would we want to change that?
Why do you think why do you think people keep going back to that, though? I mean, they continually vote these people back in that, you know, want to follow that same old game plan
that
never works.
More big government programs, you know, more.
You know, it is a type of human nature, and the left is very good at playing people off of one another. Something that begins with a J, jealousy. Now, if you always notice, you always hear the left talk about the rich this, the rich that, and the rich have taken this, and the rich have taken that. And their only suggestion or solution to the rich is to overtax them. And you get your average person, you know, your middle class and even your lower class, it says, yes, yes, we should tax them. They should be taxed more. But nobody ever stops and thinks, okay, if I take more money in the form of taxes from this so-called rich guy, does it end up in my pocket and make my life better? The answer to that question is 100% always no. So if that's the case, then why would you be okay with telling somebody that you're now classified as rich, so we're gonna tax you more? And that's simply because the left is very good at being divisive, separating us, and making us jealous of somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, and but the part that's interesting is some of these very wealthy people absolutely fund this program, for lack of a better description. Why do they give them their money? All these guys want to do is take it. Is it because they know they're really never going to get it?
There is a thing that says, well, you know, if I'm a rich guy, I'm not a bad rich guy. See, I give to these causes. I agree, you know, they should tax me more. But that's all on the surface, on the face of it. But when you actually look into all of these people like Barbara Streisand and Tom Cruise and all those guys who talk about, well, yeah, the rich should be taxed more, they spend an awful lot of money on accountants and lawyers to pay the least amount of taxes they possibly can. Look, if they truly agreed with the fact that they're under tax, they wouldn't try to pay as little as possible.
No, you're right.
So it's all this notion of trying to look like they're the good guys, when in reality, we talk about, well, who are the real racists? Is it the Republicans? No, it's the Democrats, because they're the ones that are always trying to separate us by race. And you're talking about the rich people. Who's really for the rich people? Is it the Republicans or the Democrats? Well, it's really the Democrats, because they're the ones that think that the rich are the elite, and they're the ones that pay the least amount of taxes. So whenever you see something about, they don't pay enough taxes, the rich don't. If you look at breakdown of their party affiliation, you will see that it's the liberal elite rich that pay even the fewest amount of taxes versus the Republicans. So I'm just throwing that out there. And, you know, this is not stuff I'm making up.
Yeah,
this is stuff you can just go to the government websites and get this information all yourself.
So my guess is that their tactic is, if you just say something that's untrue enough times, people will stop questioning it. Because otherwise, I can't figure out why they keep doing it.
Yeah. It's the old saying, if you tell a lie often enough and then with enough conviction, it will become the truth.
Yeah. I mean, and in lots of instances, I think it's working. It was funny, I was listening to progressive radio on the Sirius, XM Sirius, last night on my way home, because I just like to torture myself. And I kind of want to know what they're talking about. And this guy was ranting on and on and on about how global warming is absolutely proven. There are no scientists. He said, no, none. No scientists who dispute that fact. And I thought, We've had some on.
Yeah, don't get me started.
We've had some on our show.
Don't get me started on global warming. Well, he's not really, really lying on that, because if you're a scientist that doesn't believe in global warming, then you're not a real scientist.
That's true. That's
true. He's kind of not lying about what he's saying is that there are no real scientists out there in the world that do not that think that global warming is not real.
I'm glad I brought that up, because I was really struggling with that. So I was driving along in the dark, screaming in my truck alone.
But, you know, we just had a couple of weeks ago, somebody who once once supported global warming, and you know he's a Nobel Peace Prize winner in physics, I do believe, or
that's right,
or something like that. You know, a very prominent scientist who's now saying, well, geez, Obama and everybody else has got it all wrong about global warming. In fact, he just basically says there's no such thing as man-made global warming.
Yeah, and that got huge huge airtime. Not.
Yeah,
I mean, it was on. Actually, I read it. Did you ever hear anybody cover that?
You know, people there. Well, no, you're not going to get the lamestream media to cover that. Absolutely not. It's going to, you know, be, anybody that's willing to step outside of the liberal media's mantra machine, they're not going to get coverage. You know, they may get a blurb here and there, and then they'll make fun of them and dismiss them, and then toss them aside, and that's the last you'll hear of them. But you know, this is the playbook of the left constantly. If you're not on their reservation, you know, they'll mention you in passing just enough so they can make fun of you and dismiss you because they're superior to you. And that's what all superior beings do to the lesser beings. They just dismiss you.
Mm, yeah, that is about the long and the short of it. I really would like to hit next in our next segment here. I would love to chat with you a little bit on the whole, you know, Ferguson and Baltimore and all that. I mean, because it would be remiss on my part actually to have the coolest, most politically incorrect conservative black man on the planet and not ask him about that stuff. Because you get to say all the things we want to say, so we want you to say all that stuff so we can listen and, you know, clap for you here on this side of the line. So that's what we'll be doing in the next little segment here. You are listening to We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We're here with Rod Eccles for the next half hour, the most conservative black man on the planet. And there's more to that, but you'll have to go online to read it. Be right back.
Listening to We the People Radio on AM 1460 KCNR.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there. Linda.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California. Let's hear them something. Talk about-
him to re-record that song and do politics at the end. Oh, my gosh. You're rejoining We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We are here with Rod Eccles of The Rod Eccles Show. You can find
strangers to drive it from place to place. Researchers in Canada created the robot as an experiment to study how people interact with it. There are no rules limiting where travelers can take the robot or what they do with it. Keith Peters, SRN News.
A surfer has escaped a shark attack during a televised competition in South Africa. Video on the World Surf League's website shows Australian surfer Mick Fanning being knocked off his board. Two fins appear and he disappears underwater. He's next seen furiously trying to swim to safety before being rescued. No injuries. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Gordon Griffin.
The views and
if you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self. Discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha, chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Drive it at Reading Kia.
Lease a brand new 2015 Optima LX, 2015 Soul Base, 2015 Forte LX, or 2016 Sorento LX for zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit.
Or choose from great customer cash offers like $1,500 on new 2015 Optimas and Fortes and $1,000 on 2015 Sedonas and 2016 Sorrentos.
Ranked number one in 2015 in initial quality by J.D. Power in the non-luxury segment, every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
Reading Kia, where their goal is to give you more for your trade-in every day.
Sign it and drive it.
Subject to prior sale plus tax license, any dealer documentation, processing charge, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer. 36-month lease on approval of credit ends 9/8/15.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, or Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-678-4730. That's 1-800-678-4730. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-678-4730. That's 1-800-678-4730.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
We now go live with Nate Aberea and the Redding Colt 45s.
From Arcata Ballpark in the heart of Humboldt County, this is Colt 45 Baseball on the radio. We're joining Game 3 of this three-game weekend set between these NorCal Arch rivals, the Redding Colt 45s, and the Humboldt Crabs. In progress, we're in the top of the third inning. Top of the third inning about to get underway. And it's the top of the Colt 45's order coming up. Redding leads 3-1. They have lost the opening two games of this series, 8-1 on Friday night, and a ugly 17-1 loss last night. They lead 3-1. We start the third inning, and Ryan Joyce pops one foul off to the right side and out of play. My name is Nate Abarea, Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, making the broadcast possible this weekend, coming to you live from Arcata Ballpark, the home of the longest continuously operated summer baseball organization in America. The arch rivals, the Humboldt Crabs, who have really beat up on the 45s in the opening two games of this series. But Redding with that 3-1 lead here in the third inning, the Sunday afternoon series finale. Ryan Joyce bunts one foul. The count is 0-2. Bringing the lineups this evening, and we'll try to let you know what each player has done thus far. 445's back here to the top of the order with Joyce, the 0-2 offering. Joyce swings and grounds one to first. Ranging off the bag to his right is Smoot. He makes the play and then goes to the bag himself for the out. Joyce is retired. So the Colt 45s have Ryan Joyce batting leadoff and playing center field. Hit an infield hit back in the first inning and scored the first run of the game. Eli Putnam is playing right field, batting second. He's coming up to bat right now. Guillermo Salazar had an RBI double in the first inning. He's playing third and batting third. Kyle Hoffman, shortstop, batting fourth. Hit an RBI triple back in the first inning and then scored on a throwing error on that same play. Many people here in Arcata Ballpark are calling a little league home run for Kyle Hoffman. A triple and an error. 0-1 pitch to Putnam. Strike two called by Jacques Bolton, the home plate umpire this afternoon. Braxton Phillips is the first baseman batting fifth. He grounded out to short in his first plate appearance. E.J. Stanton is the third baseman batting sixth. Tag Baxter, the catcher, batting seventh. McKay France, second baseman batting eighth. And Casey Meyer is the left fielder batting ninth. Eli Putnam swings and fouls one that I think went off his foot and then went out into fair ground. And was indeed called a foul ball. Some folks here at Crabs home stadium need to clap their hands thinking that they had out number two. Not so fast. Another 0-2 offering to Eli Putnam. Eli checks his swing. He did not go. A fastball misses low and away. One ball and two strikes. So again, Casey Meyer playing left field and batting ninth. Colt 45 scored all three of their runs in the first inning. Eli Putnam swings here and grounds one sharply back up the middle into center field for a base hit off of Crabs pitcher Donald Robinson. Putnam has a single. Colt 45's leading hitter, Eli Putnam, who's dropped below the 400 mark for the first time this season. After a struggle in the opening two games, Putnam now 1-for-2 this afternoon. Guillermo Salazar steps up and fouls one off to the left towards the Crabs dugout. The count 0-1. The Crabs defensively, first off the battery, they've got Donald Robinson, a College of the Redwoods product, on the hill. Give up three runs in the first at a 1-2-3 second inning. Now he's got Putnam on first with one out and an 0-1 count against Salazar. The catcher's Lucas Halstead. First baseman Alan Smoot, second baseman Jesse Medrano, shortstop Ryan Dobson, third baseman Brad Plushkill. Pitch comes home here. Putnam's going. It misses low and away. The throw down to second is in time. Putnam is thrown out, caught stealing. He's off the bases. One ball, one strike, but now two away and nobody on. And so Donald Robinson is going to go back into the windup. Outfield from left to right for the Crabs. They've got Dealey in left, Brunner in center, and right field is Schumann. You bet, baby, you bet. Dan, Cooper, and Bobby, by the way, if you're a first name kind of listener. 1-2 pitch now to Guillermo Salazar. Guillermo swings and pops one up out of play to the right side. Cole 45s with 3 runs on 4 hits and no errors. Humboldt, 1 run on 2 hits and an error. Joel Duggins, by the way, starting this afternoon for the 45s. Salazar takes a slider in the dirt. 2-2. Duggins had a good first inning. Featured a strikeout, 1 walk and no hits. Gave up 2 extra base hits in the second. Also struck out 2 in the second inning. Salazar now takes strike 3 on the outside corner. A fastball from Robinson. And the top of the third is over. Bottom 3 upcoming. Your score remains Reading 3, Humboldt 1. The Colt 45s trying to avoid the crabby brooms here on a Sunday afternoon on the north coast of the Golden State. Budweiser making the broadcast possible. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Back after this. Stay tuned.
All right, man. Grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Jeff Williams, commercial loan officer at Plumas Bank here in Reading. Plumas Bank is proud to sponsor the Colt 45s this season. Plumas Bank has been serving the financial needs of Northeastern California for 34 years. Our top priority is helping local businesses succeed. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall and just down the street from the ball field. Call us today at 246-2364. Experience the Plumas Bank difference. More convenience, more value, more opportunity.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Doing it. He's coming back. Uh-oh. I'm going to take 2 steps at a time. Hello.
Dude, Maria back here with you at Arcata Ballpark. The Reading Colt 45s leading the Humboldt Crabs 3-1. As we enter the bottom half of the third inning, Joel Duggins back out to the mound for Reading. He's giving up 1 run on 2 hits and a couple of walks in this game. Colt 45s with a 3-1 lead after losing 8-1 on Friday night. And if you had to listen to last night's ball game as a Colt 45s fan, I almost want to send a formal apology to you. Kudos for staying in there and listening to that thing. 17-1 the Crabs won last night.
Nate, you're the best! Nate!
Duggins, Lyons, and Neal's here. Fastball hits the outside corner. 1-1. Whoever that fan was that just yelled that, I swear I didn't pay him anything. Or her. Duggins comes into the fastball now to Medrano. He hits him on the hand. So Medrano is going to take his base. So Alan Smoot, the hottest Humboldt Crabs batter, is now going to come to the plate. Smoot, a USF Don, who's hitting 425 this season. Talked all about Eli Putnam for the Colt 45s, trying to bat over 400. Smoot trying to become the first Crabs batter in over 10 years to hit over 400. Only 8 games left in the season for the Crabs. Colt 45s with 9 games left in their season. Actually, 10 including today. Duggins comes home. Smoot swings and lines one into right field for a base hit. Holding at second is Medrano. It hit off the very back of the infield dirt. before it bounces into right field, fielded by Eli Putnam. It's as if it's effortless for Alton Smoot. You see a hitter like that who's just in such a groove at the plate. Let's hear about pitchers getting into that groove. It is truly impressive when you see a hitter, especially in summer ball. All the inconsistencies that go into summer baseball. See a guy just smoking line drives every time he comes to the plate. It is quite impressive seeing what Alton Smoot's done in this series for the Crabs, let alone this season. 1-0 now the count to Ben Peterson, the designated hitter, batting from the right side. Slightly open stance, bent at the knees, runners at first and second, and nobody out. The 45s leading the Crabs 3-1 here in the third. Duggins misses low with a fastball, 2-0. E.J. Stanton, the third baseman for the 45s, who is a catcher himself. He calls time. He comes over and has a quick chat with Joel Duggins. Not only is E.J. Stanton a catcher, he's also a former high school teammate of Joel Duggins. Want to leave anything out there? A Little League teammate as well. Got my fact checkers with me this evening. Afternoon.
Nate, you're the best!
Cut it out. The count now 2-1. Good traveling support for the Colt 45s this afternoon. Here at Arcata Ballpark. You gotta love it. Duggins kicks and comes home with the 2-1. He misses low and away, though. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. Colt 45s with their first two-run lead of this series. They led by one last night before losing 17-1. 3-1 pitch. Pop-up. Foul ground. Braxton Phillips in foul territory makes the catch. And he was dancing around there, and Phillips almost ended up stepping on the bat of Ben Peterson. Peterson, who jogged frustratedly up the first base line, dropped his bat about halfway down the chalk line. Phillips came into foul ground and then ranged back into fair territory almost. Caught it about 5 feet into foul ground, but right after catching the ball, he looked down and said, "Hey, what's that doing there? Roll my ankle." Duggins now comes home and gets strike one to Bobby Schumann. That was a big out there for Duggins against Peterson. The runners do not advance. They stay at first and second. Medrano, the runner at second base. Smoot, the runner at first. Duggins comes home with a fastball here, and he gets strike two called. Jacques Bolton calling balls and strikes this afternoon. Brian Rose, the first base umpire, and Bill Shortridge, last night's home plate blue, is at third. Duggins kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It was not much of a swing, more of a flap there from Bobby Schumann, just trying to stay alive. He could not do so.
Starting the plate, the third baseman from UC Davis, Brad Pluschkale.
So Brad Pluschkale comes to bat now. Bobby Schumann, by the way, led off the second inning with a triple and scored the only Humboldt run of this game. 1-0 now the count to Brad Pluschkale. Lively atmosphere here in Arcata this afternoon, and the wind is blowing out to center field. Straight out to center field, and not all too common around these parts. Duggins deals. Fastball, strike one. We customarily get a bit of a curling wind that'll come in from the peninsula out towards the towns of Samoa and Manila. End up kind of curling into the ballpark and blowing in from center field. Swinging and flying one to center, but in the yard is a Pluschkale. Joyce is going to square up a few steps before the warning track out near the 368 marker. He makes the catch for out number three. The Crabs get their first two runners on. Medrano hit by a pitch. Smoot with the single. Then Peterson popped out. Schumann, Cade, and Pluschkale flies out to Joyce. The inning's over. We head to the fourth. The 45s lead 3-1. Budweiser and Foothill Distributing making the broadcast possible. Stay with us. We're back after this.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Out of the plate, shortstop from the University of Utah, Kyle Hoffman.
Kyle Hoffman, Braxton Phillips, and E.J. Stanton do up 4-5-6 for the Colt 45s here in the fourth inning against Crabs right-handed starter Donald Robinson. Redding 3, Humboldt 1, your score. Hoffman swings at the first pitch and flies one to right field, squaring up and catching this one easily is Crabs right fielder Bobby Schumann. One away. My name is Nate Alvarea. A pleasure and a privilege to be with you. Coming to you live from Arcata Ballpark, the third game of this three-game series, the finale, the Sunday afternoon edition, the 299 Classic, as we like to call it, and the sixth of six games between these two teams this summer. Braxton Phillips takes ball one high and in. The Crabs have officially taken the season series regardless of what happens today. They lead 4-1 in the season series. The 45s, of course, leading 3-1 this afternoon in this game. 2-0 now the count to Braxton. Righty v. righty matchup. Phillips grounded out to short on one pitch back in the first inning. And now he checks his swing here, and the ball goes basically off the bat and rolls slowly to first baseman Alan Smoot, who makes the play, steps on the bag, almost like he didn't want to field that one. Smoot looked just as surprised as Phillips did. That's an out. Phillips is retired. He's 0 for 2. I see it was the ball hitting the bat as opposed to the bat hitting the ball there with Braxton Phillips. He kind of just checked his swing. It was a fastball high and in, and it went off his bat and then rolled, and you thought it was going to go foul. It just stayed fair. Rolled up the first baseline and right into the glove of Smoot, who stepped on first, almost like he felt for the plight of Braxton Phillips there. E.J. Stanton is quickly behind in the count 0-2, and now Robinson comes home with a fastball for strike three. Strike three called. The inning's over. It was a quick half inning there. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Score remains Redding 3, Humboldt 1. The 45s, yeah, with a two-run lead against the Crabs. Who'd have thunk it? See if they can hold it. We're back after this. Joel Duggan's out the mound. See you soon.
Hi, this is Jeff Williams, commercial loan officer at Plumas Bank here in Redding. Plumas Bank is proud to sponsor the Colt 45s this season. Plumas Bank has been serving the financial needs of Northeastern California for 34 years. Our top priority is helping local businesses succeed. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall and just down the street from the ball field. Call us today at 246-2364. Experience the Plumas Bank difference. More convenience, more value, more opportunity.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Cooper Brenner, Lucas Halsted, and Dan Dealey, the 7-8-9 batters for the Humboldt Crabs, due up here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Redding leading 3-1. Joel Duggan's back to work. He winds and delivers. Fastball misses off the plate away. Another pleasant good afternoon from yours truly, Nate Abarea. Coming to you live from the heart of Humboldt County one last time here in 2015. Duggins gets strike one of the fastball. Budweiser and Foothill Distributing making the broadcast possible. Remember, great times are waiting. Grab some buds. 2-1 now the count. Duggins pitching to Cooper Brunner, who had an RBI double back in the second inning, drove in the only Crabs run in this game. Redding 3 runs on 4 hits. Humboldt 1 run on 3 hits in there. Duggins misses low for ball 3. The ball back. Trying to work quick here. Joel winds and deals. Fastball is called ball 4. And that one was mighty close. And Jock Bolton early on in this game.
From the University of the Pacific. Lucas.
Not to be too harsh on the home plate umpire, but inconsistency, seemingly a cornerstone of his umpiring practice. Just establish the zone. Doesn't matter where it is, just establish it. Fastball comes in here from Joel Duggins. It's called strike one to Lucas Halsted. That pitch was to the exact same location as the one that was just called ball 4 moments ago to Brunner. Well, okay then. It all evens out in the end. Duggins comes home, misses high and in with a fastball, 1-1. Some oohs and ahs from the Crabs fans as they pepper some very intellectual-styled heckling down towards Joel Duggins. Duggins deals here. Curveball misses high and away, 2-1. Joel gets the ball back. Peers in for a sign from Tag Baxter. Now he's going to step off and retuck his jersey. It's got to be the... I think we're into double digits this year for the amount of times that Joel Duggins has had to retuck his Colt 45's jersey. Let's let it hang loose. 2-1 pitch. Fastball misses high and away. 3-1. Three balls and one strike. Runner at first. Nobody out here in the fourth. The pitch from Duggins. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Three balls and two strikes. Brunner takes his lead. Duggins picks off to first. Really just a check on him. There's a lob over there. Brunner is back in plenty of time in case you couldn't figure that out yourself. Duggins deals. Brunner now goes. Fastball in the dirt. Ball 4. Duggins with a little disgusted look on his face after that last pitch. It wasn't even close. Back-to-back walks to start the fourth. Merrick Fasking on cue is going to come out and have a quick chat with the 45's battery. Catcher Tag Baxter and pitcher Joel Duggins. Redding Colt 45s wearing their gold uniforms again. Gold tops. The black Colt 45s. Lettering and numbers across the front. The black numbers on the back. White baseball pants and black socks. The Crabs with their classic kits. The white jerseys with Crabs written in cursive and red across the front. The white pants with the red belts. And the blue socks. And the red, white, and blue caps with the white C on the front.
Now the play, the left fielder from Sacramento State University, Double B, Dan Dealey.
Dan Dealey up to bat now. The Crabs, back in the third inning, had their first two batters reach. Duggins then retired the next three. See if Duggan's going to replicate that here. He gets strike one on a fastball to Dan Dealey. A pitch, location-wise, that has been called a ball a couple times and has been called a strike a couple of times. So you just flip a coin this afternoon with Jacques Bolton. Duggan's deal. Swing and a miss. Strike two. That was a challenge fastball, belt high, inner half. And Dealey got nothing but air on that big cut. No balls and two strikes. Pure strikeout situation here for the North State kid, Joel Duggins. He kicks and deals. Fastball up and in. Nearly hit Dealey. One and two. Duggins, glove on the rib cage as he looks into Baxter. He's set and ready. He delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pure strikeout situation. And fastball does it. Ryan Dobson now up. Dobson struck out looking to end the second inning. He flew out in the first. He's 0 for 2 this afternoon. We're in the fourth. Reading leading 3-1. Duggins deals. Swing and a looper down the right field line. That one is going to land in fair territory. They're going to wave the runner around third. He's going to come home and score. Cooper Brunner scores on the play. It's a bloop single that kicked up chalk down the right field line. Shallow right field. Off the bat of Ryan Dobson. It's 3-2 Reading.
Now to play number 13, the second baseman, Jesse Medrano.
Jesse Medrano up to bat now. Medrano 0 for 1 in this game. He was hit by a pitch in the third. Duggins delivers. Swing and a high fly ball playable for Casey Meyer in left field. He squares up. He's going to make the catch. There's two away. Medrano now 0 for 2. So he reached base back in the third, being hit by Joel Duggan's fastball.
The first baseman, number 2, Allen Flew.
And now the most dangerous man in Humboldt County, at least as far as baseball hitting is concerned. I haven't checked the Lost Coast Outpost today. But Allen Smoot, the Humboldt Crabs' leading hitter, now batting over 430 this summer. He's 1 for 1 in this game with a walk and a single. He swings the first pitch, grounds one to second. McKay France fields it, throws to first. And how about that? Allen Smoot is retired. And Joel Duggins is out of the inning, but the Crabs do score a run. Make it a 3-2 game. The Colt 45 still have the lead as we head to the fifth. We're back after this on KCNR 1460. Budweiser and Foothill Distributing making the broadcast possible. Give it a few seconds and let this Crabs grass band take it a break. We're back after this.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
Cornerstone Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Now the plate, the catcher from the University of Utah, Zach Baxter.
Zach Baxter. McKay France and Casey Meyer due up here in the fifth inning for the Reading Colt 45s, who lead 3-2. Baxter swings at the first pitch and fouls it off towards F Street off to the right side. No balls and one strike. My name is Nate Abarea, Foothill Distributing, and Budweiser making the broadcast possible this afternoon. The only afternoon game of the season for the Colt 45s on the road here in the finale of this three-game set. With their arch rivals, the Humboldt Crabs, who won 17-1 last night and 8-1 on Friday night. Reading with a 3-2 lead here in the fifth. Baxter. Now on a 1-1 count. The next pitch from Donald Robinson is swung on and grounded to second base softly. Medrano charges in, makes the play, throws to first in time. Out number one, Baxter is retired 4-3 on the putout. McKay France now coming to the dish for the visitors. Baxter is now 0-2. France is 0-1 this afternoon.
Second baseman from Fresno Pacific University, McKay France.
Righty v. righty, Robinson delivers. France swings and fouls one straight back into the screen. That lady almost spilled her root beer float, scared by that foul tip off the bat of McKay France. Next pitch. McKay swings and belts one into the air at center field, going back towards the track and now squaring up and making the catch. It's Cooper Brunner, out number two. Casey Meyer now up to bat. Meyer flew out to right field in his first plate appearance. That came back in the second inning. Meyer swings at the first pitch here. Pops one foul off to the right side. The count is on. Next pitch here from Robinson. Swing and a high fly ball. Shallow center field. Wynn now doing a number on this one. Cooper Brunner stays with it. Makes the catch. Round number three. 45s go in order. Round out and two fly outs to center. We head to the bottom half of the fifth. Score remains Reading 3, Humboldt 2. Colt 45's baseball presented to you this afternoon by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Joel Duggins back out to the mound. Tell you all about it after this. Stay with us.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Aaron Walton, branch manager at Plumas Bank here in Reading. As a proud sponsor of the Colt 45 summer baseball season, we know how important it is to support our community and local businesses. Plumas Bank is here to help you and your business succeed. Give us the opportunity to earn your business. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall, and just down the street from the ball field. We can come to you. Call us today at 246-2364.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Ben Peterson, Bobby Schumann, and Brad Pluschkel, the 4-5-6 batters for the Humboldt Crabs, due up against Joel Duggins here in the bottom of the fifth.
Duggan.
Reading leading 3-2. Duggins winds and deals. Fastball misses low. Reading, 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors. The Crabs, 2 runs on 4 hits and 1 error. Duggins comes home. This one swung on and cracked down the left field line. It's high off the wall in left field. And Meyer is going to throw back to third base as Peterson is into second. Now, the Colt 45s are claiming that that one is a foul ball, and from the looks of it, it's a 30-foot-high wall in the left field corner. In case you're unfamiliar with this ballpark, 307 down the left field line, but with that 30-foot-high wall that slopes down to 22 feet high, not near the 394 marker in left center. The foul pole goes only a few feet up and over the wall, and it certainly looked like that one hit to the left of the foul pole. We'll wait the call here. Jacques Bolton, the home plate umpire, he's got the best view of this thing, along with third base umpire Bill Shortridge, but it looks like they're going to call that one a foul ball. They have overturned the call, and Peterson is going to come back to the plate and grab his bat. The count is 0-1. Peterson absolutely crunched that thing. It was foul only. No, I might make it sound like it was obviously a foul ball, but it was clearly a foul ball, but it was only foul by maybe 4 or 5 feet, and it was high up into that fence. Duggins now comes home and gets strike two with a fastball. 0-2 now the count to Ben Peterson. Duggins looks in for his side from Baxter. He winds and deals. Breaking ball low and away. Count now 1-2. Next offering from Duggins. Fastball misses low. And the count, I beg your pardon, is now 3-2. Full count here. Joel Duggins facing off with Ben Peterson. Fastball comes home. It's just a little bit off the plate away. Ball four. It's the fifth walk of the game for Joel Duggins. Had a bat very easily. That high line drive. A few feet to the right. Could have been a leadoff double from Ben Peterson. Instead, just a walk. Duggan steals. He should have had him. Now swinging at the first pitch. Here is Bobby Schumann. He pops one up out into shallow center field. Ryan Joyce comes in, makes the catch. Out number one. Just what Joel needed there after that struggle with Peterson. One pitch, one out against Schumann. Schumann now 1-for-3. This afternoon is one hit, though, a leadoff triple that nearly left the yard back in the second inning. He scored the first Crabs run. Again, your score, Reading 3, Humboldt 2. Duggins with the glove on the rib cage as he peers in for the sign from Baxter. Brad Plushkell stepping up to the plate now. He nearly gets hit on the foot. Misses inside for ball one. Leading off of first base is Peterson. Duggins set. He delivers. Fastball inside corner called strike one. 1-1. Plushkell 0-for-2 in this game with a pop out and a fly out. He swings and pops one foul out of play, out of the ballpark, off to the left side over towards the Arcata Transit Center. 1-2 now the count. Old Glory really whipping out in center field, blowing straight out towards center field. And not something that you see all too often here at Arcata Ballpark. Pickoff attempt to first, just a lob from Joel Duggins into the glove of Phillips. Peterson dove back. He didn't have to, but he's safe either way. The count is 1-2 with one out. Peterson retakes his lead. Now Duggins steps off and fires one to Phillips. Again, back safe is Peterson. See if Joel comes home here. He kicks and deals. Pass ball misses up high. 2-2. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Redding leading 3-2. Joel Duggins facing off here. It's Brad Plushkill. Big pitch. 2-2. He delivers. Swing and a line drive up and over Kyle Hoffman and out into left center field. Ryan Joyce fields it. Gets it back to Hoffman rather quickly, meaning that Peterson only advances to second on the play, but it's a line shot single for Plushkill. Derek Fasking looking down to that 45's bullpen, seeing who's ready. Looks like Robert Bristol could be coming into this game soon. Joel Duggins. The big assignment here. Cooper Brunner, an RBI double back in the second inning and walked in the fourth. He's reached base both times that he's come to the dish this afternoon. Crabs looking to pounce here in the fifth. Got a big opportunity, first and second with one out. Oh, how nice a ground ball to the middle infield would be here for Duggins. First pitch from Joel, fastball, strike one. On the outside corner at the knees, good tilt coming in the low 90s. Tough to do much with that for Brunner. Joel peers in for his sign from Baxter. The Ute puts the good fingers down. Duggins gets the one he likes, looks to second a couple of times and comes home. Breaking ball, swung on, looped out into shallow center field. Joyce has got a beat on this one, and he makes the catch for out number two. So Duggins on two pitches gets Cooper Brunner.
Going to the plate, number 21.
Fly out to center.
Lucas Halstead.
Now a big showdown here with Lucas Halstead. And Barrick Fasking is going to come out to the mound here. And I'm sure hoping that this is just for a talking to. Barrick comes out, pats Joel on the chest, and most definitely is just for a talking to. Was Colt 45's manager last year, Rick Bassetti, who in the bottom of the fifth inning in a very close game was Zach Wunderlich on the mound. Zach going 4 2/3 in that game, pulled Wunderlich from the game, and then 45's ended up getting routed that night. A moment that pretty much sat with Zach Wunderlich, number of Colt 45's fans. So Barrick Fasking not replicating that moment here. He's letting the starting pitcher attempt to finish the fifth inning. And if Duggins can get Halstead here, he'd be in line for the victory. Yes, yes. 45's manager, Mike Walker, sitting in the dugout, looking on as Duggins now is ready to throw his first pitch to Halstead. He comes home. Fastball, strike one. On the inner half, he went inside with the first pitch. See what they do with the second offering. Duggins gets the sign he likes from Baxter. Set at the letters. He deals. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Halstead pulling the head out. Swinging for Highway 1 in the eyes. Ended up looking north towards McKinleyville after that last swing. Duggins one strike away. The 0-2. Fastball just off the plate away. 1-2. Lively crowd here at Arcata Ballpark, ready to really come alive. Halstead can get a base hit. Duggins delivers. Curveball in the dirt. Good block by Baxter. Good take there by Halstead. But an even better block by his catching counterpart this afternoon, the Ute, number 17, Tag Baxter. All deuces on the top half of the Arcata Ballpark scoreboard. 2-2, 2-2. The runners take their leads from first and second. Crabs trying to tie the game here. A single would most likely tie this thing up. Huggins looks to second a couple of times and comes home. Fastball misses just a bit low. The count goes full. Peterson and a Plushkell will get head starts as soon as Duggins commits home with the pitch. Big one here. Joel gets a sign from Baxter. Looks to second and comes home. The runners go. Fastball, swing and a miss. Strike three. How about you now, Joel Duggins? Duggins walks off the mound with a nice fist pump and gets ample high fives from his Colt 45's teammate. That may have been the final pitch thrown in this game for Joel Duggins. Barrick Fasking signaling down to the bullpen that Bristol is going in the sixth. That was indeed the final pitch that Joel's going to throw in this game. And what a pitch it was. He ends the fifth inning with a strikeout of Halstead. The Crabs strand two runners. And Duggins is in line for the victory, but this is a close ball game. We head to the sixth. Your score remains Reading 3, Humboldt 2. Donald Robinson back out to the bump for the Crabbies back in 60. Stay tuned.
It's time for Shasta Lake Floor's Midsummer Flooring Sale. Shasta County's premier hardwood sales and installation company is offering outstanding values right now on hardwood flooring of all types. Now through August 20th, Shasta Lake Floors will be discounting its entire hardwood selection. Also on sale is the new waterproof laminate stocked exclusively.